Donald Trump's influence in Tuesday's primaries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Each of the nearly two dozen candidates the former president endorsed in the primaries in Indiana and Ohio have won their races yesterday. That includes author J.D. Vance, picked by Ohio Republican voters to run for the U.S. Senate.
But what I love about this country, ladies and gentlemen, is it's not just for the families who've done everything right. It's not just for the people who've made all the right decisions. It's the country for the people who take second chances.
Democrats have picked Congressman Tim Ryan of the Youngstown area as their Senate nominee.
I want Ohio to be the economic powerhouse of not just the United States, but of the world.
The GOP also tapping Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine to run for another term. He defeated three primary challengers. The Supreme Court confirms a leaked draft opinion in the case of a Mississippi abortion law is genuine, but not necessarily the court's final decision. The search for the leaker has begun.
There is an investigation underway, led by the Marshal's Office. Chief Justice Roberts sending a clear message in a somewhat rare statement, quote, to the extent this betrayal of the confidences of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed. The work of the court will not be affected in any way.
Fox's Shannon Bream. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will hold a vote next week on a bill that would codify abortion into federal law. That bill failed to advance in the Senate in February. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill that bans abortion in Oklahoma 6 weeks into a pregnancy. North Korea has launched an apparent short-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast. A day before an expected interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve Board, Wall Street higher Tuesday, the Dow gaining 67 points, NASDAQ up 27, the S&P 500 closing 20 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Comedian Dave Chappelle attacked on stage last night in Los Angeles.
Dave Chappelle was tackled by someone who rushed the stage. That from The Hollywood Reporter, which says it happened during the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Several social media reports say the attacker was then attacked by several people, his hand broken and his elbow dislocated. He was escorted out by security and taken away in an ambulance. There are also reports that fellow comedian Chris Rock joined Chappelle on stage and joked about the incident, saying, was that Will Smith? Referring to the Oscars incident when Smith slapped Rock. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asking President Biden to issue a federal disaster declaration for her state as a huge wildfire continues to burn. 6,000 homes have been evacuated. Another 170 have burned down, and firefighters say more are likely to. Russian forces have unleashed artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine, killing and wounding dozens of civilians, and have begun storming the bombed-out steel mill in Mariupol, where scores of Ukrainian fighters are reportedly holed up. The governor in the eastern Donetsk region says Russian attacks left 21 dead on Tuesday. That's the highest number of fatalities in nearly a month. The European Union today calling on all 27 EU countries to ban all Russian oil imports. The ad campaign is accurate. You can't eat everything that Uber Eats delivers, especially if you're behind bars.
A Denver sheriff's deputy out of a job after letting two inmates order Uber Eats, which contained drugs that were smuggled into the jail. An investigation determining the inmates had a connection at Uber Eats, who they used in the scheme. Former Deputy Derek Peterson claimed he had no idea drugs were on the menu when he allowed the food to come into the jail.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.